Welcome back. I'm Mary. Yes, you can create a podcast using AI. And in this case, the subject is not simply how to survive hard times. It is something more personal and more useful. How to move through uncertainty, pain, and change without becoming disconnected from who you are. Authenticity can sound like a lofty idea, but here it means something practical. It means recognizing what you genuinely feel, remembering what matters to you, and choosing your next step without pretending that everything is fine. It also means accepting that you may not always feel strong, clear, or hopeful. Being authentic does not require having a perfect response to an imperfect life. This conversation is worth your attention, because difficult seasons can quietly pull you away from yourself. Fear can narrow your choices. Pressure can tempt you to perform strength for other people. Exhaustion can make you question your values, while uncertainty can leave you reaching for certainty wherever you can find it. Yet inner steadiness is not the same as controlling every outcome. Sometimes it begins with something much smaller, telling yourself the truth about this moment, with kindness rather than judgment. We'll stay grounded and avoid easy slogans. Acceptance is not passivity, and self-compassion is not self-indulgence. You can acknowledge reality while still taking meaningful action. You can set a boundary without becoming cold. You can ask for support without surrendering your agency. And you can make values-led choices even when no option feels ideal. Honest connection matters here too. Hard experiences often become heavier when we hide them or believe we must carry them alone. Speaking truthfully with a trusted person can create room to breathe, not because another person can solve everything, but because you no longer have to divide your energy between living through the experience and concealing it. Meaning may not arrive as a grand revelation. It can appear in the way you care for yourself, remain present with someone else, or choose integrity over appearance. So as we begin, consider this gently. When life becomes difficult, what part of yourself do you most want to protect, and what would it look like to let that part guide your next honest step?